Oh, my friends, the shepherd pie with the California potatoes.
It's actually cauliflower butter, almond milk, salt, pepper, and I added a little bit of our garlic powder and onion powder.
This is the Colonel's intervention period here.
Yes.
Where I will say,
yes,
potatoes, my friends. American, it's not the potato's fault. Don't take it out on the American potato. Potatoes.
Have you
tried it yet? No. But that's okay, because I do not eat cauliflower unless it's got ranch dressing on it. So,
this has plenty of butter.
Well, that's okay, but it ain't ranch dressing. As Chef Eric knows, if it doesn't have ranch dressing and it's a veg, I won't eat it. But anyway, Chef Eric, you know, it's great on this Father's Day celebration to have Chef/Doc Sean with us. And Sean, your recipes have been a tremendous hit here today. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Chef Eric, you're getting ready to finish up with a real easy, real quick, but very tasty finale.
I am, yes. I'm using, this is just a few ingredients. I'm using organic, free-range, cage-free chicken. And I'm actually using the chimichurri that I had yesterday. In the chimichurri, there's parsley. Now, there's also oregano, garlic, lemon juice. But our recipe originally calls for lime juice here with this chicken, but we're doing lemon juice since it's in there. But we're going to add some lime juice afterwards, maybe as a little brightener of flavors. And
what kind of oil?
Olive oil.
Which I don't prefer. I
also add a little apple cider vinegar and red pepper flakes. But I figured I actually had this from our party, and it's...
That's not why. It's because you cannot go a whole show without using some form of chimichurri. I don't care if we do a breakfast show. It'll have cornflakes and chimichurri.
It could be lemon butter caper sauce.
Oh, no. God, we had that for a number of years. But anyway, my friends, we have a ton of fun here. But the seriousness of it is, while Chef Eric is working away here, Doc Sean, Chef Sean, it's important, once again, we call him Chef because he is a CIA-certified chef. And despite his disdain for American potatoes, even though he does not blame the American potato, and despite his disdain for corn-fed beef, which all my friends up in the Midwest are going to hate him, that's okay. Because in the long run, my friends, he is here for you, each and every one of you, to have a ton of fun and still stay healthy. And... you've got some events coming up that people can attend. Tell us about them.
In the summertime, we tend to do this a lot because it's time to grill. But we do a couple big events in the office for education reasons, and they're all free events technically. And I say technically because sometimes we ask people to bring their own foods to recipes and make their own concoctions. But we have a couple workshops coming up. Obviously, people want to get back in shape. They want to learn how to lose weight and obviously do it the right way, hopefully. So we've got a weight loss workshop coming up in June 24th. As well as our Extreme Makeover Summer, which is a big one-day event on a Saturday, which basically will be having a cooking class, sort of like this, but we'll actually do it in the office, as well as a separate shopping tour where we'll take you through Whole Foods and Costco, the two places we use, to teach you how to read the labels, understand the difference between the different oils out there, and understand how you can actually do this on a budget still. And those events are going to be easy to access, so you'll be able to go to the website at www.renewhealthmedical.com, or you can call the office directly at 678-261-3222, and they'll be able to give you more information about that, as well as reserve a spot for you for those events as well. Just tell them you called from the show, and they'll make sure you get a spot on that.
Speaking of great events, there are always some great events popping up here at Cutter's Cigar Emporium, and their events are absolutely wonderful. And Chef Eric is walking around with his pasties. Are those pasties or are those towels? Oh, but anyway, he's walking around twirling his towels, having a good time. And Chef Eric, with the time remaining, you could throw something together real quick, another one of Chef/Doc Sean's great recipes.
I just did.
You got it out there already?
The chimichurri?
Yeah. You just stuck your chicken in the chimichurri?
Yeah.
Boy, that was a toughie. I started sweating a load on that one.
I'm marinating it, and then we're going to put it out on the egg.
How long are you going to marinate it for?
Typically, you'd want to do this for a few hours. The acid in this particular case, you got lime juice in the Doc's recipe, which will be up on the website. In this, we've got lemon juice and apple cider vinegar. It's going to start cooking the chicken a little bit, and you want that. That's what you want a marinade to do. But realistically, I'm going to marinate it for about another 2 minutes.
Up to 3 hours.
Yeah, max. The chicken can start getting a little tough. I'm not a fan of marinating in a refrigerator ever, because it cuts down. It just closes up the pores
of
the meat. And I'd rather go a shorter period of time at room temperature, covered. You got to make sure that if it's chicken especially, it's totally underneath the marinade so that airborne stuff doesn't get at it. But
and please do not take the reserve.
No.
And
the marinade, when you're using chicken, that's it. Or pork for that matter. Someone could probably talk me out of that one. But pork as well, the marinade, throw it away. Reserve some ahead of time before you put it in the marinade if you want to use it, maybe to reduce it, create a sauce or something like that.
Well, my friends, this has been an awesome show and really, really so many people to thank. First and foremost, we've had a lot of fun today. I think you've opened up a lot of eyes, Doc Sean, and I hope that you'll come back in a future show and join us because I think he's done
anytime.
A great job. Let's hear it for Chef Fresh Doc Sean. Chef Eric, as always, and you know, it's rare that I try to compliment him too much because it's hard for him to get in the door at Cutter's anyway, but he did a heck of a job last night. He did an amazing job where the food was gone within 2 hours after it was put out there. And it was so good, in fact, that Don Pepin, who the food was made for, they had to run down the street to get it for him because there was none left. And that's the way it goes if you're a little late. But Chef Eric, as always, did a great job. Let's hear it for Chef Eric. And speaking of booze, we'd like to thank Frank Madonna, the general marketing. And I mean, he's the retail manager slash partner, Frank Madonna, an extraordinary guy. If you haven't had a chance to be a part of his familia, then you don't know what it's like and how much fun you can have right here at Cutter Cigar Emporium. To the lovely Genevieve, and of course, to Russ Sutton and Kurt Nowry for putting it together and putting these two people in here to make it such an incredible time. And also like to shout out to Jonathan and to Pete. Pete was a photographer last night. He got a box of cigars. I couldn't even get a freebie until Pete gave me one. But all y'all did an incredible time. To Renee, Sammy, everybody that came out last night. It was literally hundreds of people that came through the doors to meet Don Pepin, my father's cigars. It was an incredible event. And, of course, to the Keeper of the Dials, the 2013 Point of Care Coordinator of the Year, my wife, the She-Beast, Karen Jenkins. Thank you so much. Let's give her a big hand. I'm the fat but jovial host, the Colonel Kevin Jenkins, the fat man, reminding you that we couldn't do it without our great sponsors, and we have been presented by the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience, yes. And by Real Sweet Onions, by Schumann Produce. Remember, my friends, you don't really have real sweet onions unless it says real sweet on the bag of the tag, because if it doesn't say it on the bag of the tag,
it ain't.
You got that right. And by the crown jewel of the French Quarter, the Hotel Monteleone. And, of course, by the great people at the Israeli Ministry of Tourism in the Southeastern Division. They are the one hosting us as we head out to Israel in November. Remember, my friends, our troops and our first responders, they are the reasons we enjoy the freedoms we have so much. Till next week, everyone, God bless you, and God bless America.
Mm-hmm.